Monday, January 22nd, 2024, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3 p.m.
Okay, let's call the Board of Equalization to order. We'll all stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board room and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Cherie?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Okay, first on the list today is we got the reorganization, so the nominee for the chairperson for the year.
I would make a nomination of Scott Love as chairman for the Board of Equalization.
Oh boy.
Second.
Okay, Bob and Brian, will you call roll, please?
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Okay. I'd be honored. Okay, B, we're going to do the nomination for vice chair.
I would nominate Brian.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Really? I'll second it for Brian. We call roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, we got that all the way. Welcome, and here we go. Consent agenda items, we got the approval for the previous minutes of November 27, 2023. We got the approval of previous minutes of December 11th of 2023, and we need to do the approval of the time of the regular Board of Equalization meetings, which are set at 2:45. I'm assuming we want to keep it at 2:45?
I think it works out good, don't you?
Yeah, the times I question it, but you know what, overall, it's fine. Right?
Okay.
Everybody's happy with that? So I just need a motion for the consent agenda items, the A, B, and C.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items, A, B, and C.
Okay. We got a motion by Brian and a second.
I'll second.
By Troy. Will you call roll, please, Sheree?
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. New business. Christy Sesser requesting the approval of the tax list corrections, which there's one on the back, correct?
Yep, we just have one. It was a homestead that got left off. Actually, it didn't get left off. I accidentally took it off when I changed her parcel into a life estate. So that was my error.
Okay. We're all human, right?
That's right. We got it all taken care of.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion on the tax
correction? I will make a motion to approve the tax list correction.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I'd second it.
Okay, we got a motion by Bob, a second by Marty on that. Call roll, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, Christy also requesting the board's approval to value Section 42, the low-income housing, as presented and recommended.
So, right now, if we don't petition the Turk to value our Section 42 housing in a different manner, we're going to be losing some value. So we have to petition the Turk to value it in a more equitable way. And it has to be done by January 30th so we can get more information on how we're going to value these, right? Because like right now, their expenses are between 95 and 97%. And that's not. Yeah. Sometimes they're negative.
Right.
We have a negative number, and I can't value anything with negative. We don't have money. That's not fair. So if we petition the Turk to value them in a more equitable way, then we can get the expenses down, and they can't question it, and they can't. They can fight us, but it isn't gonna matter.
Okay.
They'd have to take it to the Supreme Court.
Chrissy, is this totally separate?
Yeah, that's a separate issue from
okay.
The other one. Yep.
Okay. So I would make a motion to approve that request by Christy.
Second.
Okay, on the approval for the value section, 42, we got a motion by Bob and a second by Brian. Will you call roll on that, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, we just need to have it in place before the 30th of this month.
Yeah, right? It has to be sent into the Turk by the 30th.
Okay, okay.
Yep.
Okay, next is we have a C. We're going to go into closed session to discuss the pending litigation, the Turk cases from 2021-2022, the SSCNPLP Liberty Place versus Dakota County. So, again, we're going to go into closed session for the...
I'll make that motion to go into closed session.
Okay, we got a motion by Bob. We're going to vote in a second by Brian. We call roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, again, I'm going to just say that we're going to go into closed session pending the litigation of the Turk cases from 2021-2022, Liberty versus Dakota County.
2:50 p.m.
Thank you.
I love that.
And if you have the case number to which
okay.
it goes.
What it goes with, like, yeah, I can send you those.
Like 28
I wrote the
motions.
Wrong numbers down, too.
All right.
Yeah. I'll send those when I get back.
Okay, I need a motion to come out of closed session.
I'd like to make a motion to come out of closed session.
I'll second.
Can we get a motion by Brian, a second by Bob to come out of closed session? Will you call roll, please?
2:50
now. All right. Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, we're on to D now. We're going to board to approve or not to approve to have the county attorney prepare a confession of the judgment in the Turk cases from 2021 and 2022, the SSC and ELP Liberty Place versus Dakota County.
So we just need a motion to approve. Kim, I'll make that to approve the county attorneys to prepare confession of judgment in Turk cases 21-22.
Okay. Got a motion by Bob.
Second.
And a second by Brian to let the county attorney to move forward. Will you call vote, please?
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, number four, we got mail or emergency business. Any? Sure. Anybody from the public? Any public comment? Anyone? No one? Good.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, we got a motion.
Second.
And a second to adjourn from the Board of Equalization. So all up to you now, Bob.
All right. We will call the County Board of Commissioners meeting to order and start with roll call.
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. The first item is reorganization for item A, nomination for chairperson.
I would like to nominate Martin Hohenstein to be the chairperson.
I'll second it.
All right, motion by Troy, seconded by Scott to nominate Martin Hohenstein as the chairperson for the board. Any other nominations?
Who in the hell wants it?
If none, call the roll, please. Cherie?
All right, Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. All right, Marty?
All right.
You are up, sir. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Congratulations.
So then we take
nominations for
the
vice chair. How about Bob Giese? I'll make a motion for Bob Giese to be the vice chair. He did such a great job last 2 years.
Thanks.
Yeah. We'll keep him right in track.
Slide that name tag right down.
You bet.
I would. Do we have a second on that?
Second.
All right.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Sure.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
I mean, yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
All right. Next, we'll go to public comment. If there's anybody that wants to speak about anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come up.
Hi. I just wanted to let the board know that I talked with First Community Bank regarding the interest money that we're making on our money market account that we have with them, a little over $200,000. I was going to pull it out, and they said they would increase the interest to 5.43 as of January 1st, just because we were only getting 3.04% interest there.
And this is what bank community?
Homer. First Community Bank. Yep. And I didn't know if I need to get Pam Bourne on the phone or not regarding the email I sent around.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Just needed to know before I moved on. Thank you.
Thanks, Don.
All right. Next, we'll go to consent agenda items. There's a number of them, so please bear with me. So we have the approval of the previous minutes from December 26th, approval of the previous meeting minutes from January 8th, it was an emergency meeting, board to approve payroll claims from January 7th through January 20th, 2024. Those have been reviewed. There were two departments that we have pulled out for now. There's a provision in the handbook where their county employees are compensated for 16 hours of emergency closure. So when the building was closed for the first 16 hours, we wound up having it closed for 20 hours. So the other departments had all had their personnel designate whether they wanted that time to come off of their vacation or their accrued medical. They could use any of those hours for that, but those two haven't. So we will give those two departments till 5 o'clock today to designate what the individual employees, which account they want it to come from. We don't want to be picking for them which account it comes out of. So those two, go ahead and make sure they get that taken care of today if at all possible.
Do you want me to call Van Bourne regarding the situation on that?
What's that?
You want me to call Pam Bourne regarding the situation on that
through
that time?
No. Well, you can if you want.
You can't make them move that time because of that
time. Okay, we're going to continue on with our consent agenda items. Approval of accounts payable, claims if applicable. Approval of official records, register of deeds, county clerk, and clerk of district court. Approval of quarterly reports for the jail and sheriff. Approval of the noxious weed annual report. We also need to approve the removal of Bob Giese from the accounts at F&M and add new chairperson and keep Cherie, our county clerk, and Paola, our deputy county clerk, as secondary signers on the accounts. Approval to designate the following banks and depositories for Dakota County, with a maximum deposit being governed by securities pledged by each institution. Those banks being First Community Bank of Homer, F&M Bank of South Sioux City, First Bank of Valley, Bank First Bank, South Sioux City, Siouxland Bank, South Sioux City, and the Nebraska Public Agency Investment Trust, as well as Union Bank, Bank and Trust of Lincoln, Nebraska. Also, we would like to approval of the dates and times for our regular biweekly commissioner meeting starting at 3 p.m. Meetings being held Monday or Tuesday, if Monday is a holiday. It says the chair reserves the right to make exceptions for unforeseen circumstances. And the way the holidays fall on November, for the week of November 25th and December 23rd, we're looking to have our meetings at 9 o'clock in the morning to give our people the additional time during Monday to come up with the ability to do the work that needs to be done. So we're going to go ahead and schedule those two right now, for those 2 days at 9 a.m. Approval and establish the following dates for county holidays in 2024. January 1st, New Year's Day. January 15th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. February 19th, President's Day. May 27th, Memorial Day. July 4th, Independence Day. September 2nd, Labor Day. November 11th, Veterans Day. November 28th, Thanksgiving Day. November 29th, day after Thanksgiving. December 24th, half day for Christmas Eve. December 25th, Christmas Day. Also, three personal days plus a personal day in the month of each individual's birthday. Approval and designation of the Dakota County Star as the legal newspaper for the county. Approval of posting the board agenda on the county website. Approval of designation of County Government Day as Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. Renewal of the POP machine agreement between Dakota County Employees Association and Dakota County Board of Commissioners. Approval of Dakota County burial policy, which was revised in January 30th of 2017. Also, the approval of the following department heads. Nick Neiman is our Veterans Service Officer. Jolene Goebbels, Highway Superintendent, license 1698 Class A for this calendar year. Deanna Hagberg, Emergency Management Director. Teresa Grove, Health Department Director. Tim Lambrick, County Surveyor. That's a four-year term that he's being appointed to through 2027. Joe O'Neill, our Planning and Zoning Director. So those are our consent agenda items.
The only one that I'm questioning, Chair, is I thought we always did the 24th a full day instead of a half a day, Christmas Eve. I remember years back it was a half a day, and then we went to a full day, just taking the whole day off prior, and I say it's back to a half. And I know this last year it was carried over the weekend, but to me, I don't know what your guys' thoughts are, but what's the point of Christmas Eve? Who's going to be conducting county business on Christmas Eve?
We will be processing payroll.
Yeah. Well, everybody will probably want paid then, won't they?
But that's up to you guys.
Yeah. Sheree, you use PASS.
I did. I checked back in previous years, and it's been half a day.
Where it falls.
Okay, that's fine. You answer the question. I mean, it's fine. To me, I don't know, you probably have the skeleton crew here anyways, or if less, but at least we'll be open. I understand. Okay. That's the only thing that I wanted to speak out on. Other than that, if nobody has anything else to say, I will make a motion on the consent agenda items to approve from A to R, I do believe.
Yeah,
A through R.
I'll second.
All right.
Again, Kim.
What are we clarifying?
The ones that were pulled out. No, I think that's good.
Okay.
All right. Then on the new business.
I'll call roll.
Okay.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Yes.
All right, new business. Kathy Wilchin, Clerk of District Court, requesting board approved chair to sign the certificate of cost allocation plan allowable for Title II of the CFR Part 200 Child Support Indirect Cost Rate.
Kathy Wilchin, come on down. Good to see you once or twice a year. It's always a slice of heaven.
If anybody else want a copy, I just
and one for a signature.
Thank you.
Just a formality, right?
Right.
I'll make a motion for the chair to sign the certificate of cost allocation of the plan allowable for Title II.
Second.
So that'll be for the next 3 years.
Next 3 years?
Yep.
I won't see you for 3 years?
Yeah, well, maybe.
All right.
I'll have something else.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everything going well?
It is.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Get a copy of the signed one.
Happy New Year to you.
I see your world. She lives right across the street right there.
What's that?
She lives across the street.
Troy?
Yes.
So I see Laura.
Yeah. Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. All right. B, approve resolution 24C-002 to make the appointment of a county representative to the governing board of Dakota County Public Safety Services Agency. And Scott Love, will you continue to do that for us?
Yeah, I think I started that from day one.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think you've been on it all the way through.
Yeah, it's a great thing, and it's been going well. So, yeah, I'd be more than happy to do that. So, can I make a motion to approve? Is that a problem?
How about I make a motion?
Okay, you make a motion. And then Brian will second it.
Sure.
Okay.
Pretty good seconding stuff.
All right, Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
All right. C, Don Buske, Treasurer, requesting approval of Resolution 24C-003, permitting pledged securities.
Don, come on down again.
The price is right. This is due to the influx of money that we had with real estate payments on the taxes. So that's something that's in regards to.
Okay. Easy enough. Okay, so Don Buske, you have a resolution that's 24C-003. Permitting pledge securities. I will make a motion to approve that.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. All right, Don. Treasurer requesting approval to disperse payment to the sheriff's office for distress warrants that were processed incorrectly through the receipt process from fund code E911. 2910-349-55.
Correct. What happened was the check came in without the E911 documentation that we usually get, and the person that processed it as an E911, which in fact the check we've been waiting for Randy to take care of a distress warrant.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve to disperse payment to the sheriff's office for a distress warrant.
I'd second it.
Thank you.
All right, Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
All right, Don Buske, Treasurer, requesting approval to correct miscellaneous receipt coded wrong with journal entries from E911 2910-349-55 to County General Fund 0100-395-10.
Now, what we had another, what the person thought was the vehicle inspection coded improperly as an E911, so we needed to transfer the funds from E911 over to the general fund.
Okay. And that was very little money, right?
$240
$240, and then what's the $130? The vehicle?
The what?
Is there a vehicle, something stapled to it, the vehicle inspection?
Yeah, that's a vehicle inspection. The $240 was for inspections that were done at the sheriff's office.
Okay.
So that's just a total.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, I see. Okay, so I'll make a motion for the approval of the correction of the miscellaneous receipts coded wrong with the general entries. I'm not going to go through the entries because we know what they are. That's my motion.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Well, you're popular today.
Again, Don Bosquet, treasurer, semi-annual report showing receipts and distributions of the treasurer's office the last preceding 6 months ending December 31st.
The normal six-month report that we provide to you every January and July regarding the beginning collected, dispersed, and transfer amounts and ending balances of all of our funds that we have.
Nothing out of the ordinary, eh?
No.
Inheritance is hanging?
Yeah, that's something we need to watch, because if the governor changes his mind on inheritance tax, the county's going to hurt.
A lot of counties are going to be hurt.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a whole state.
Again, this is a legislation bill that happens, it seems like, every year, every other year of some sort. You know, I don't know how often, but it seems like it's all the time.
Well, with Pillen in there, he's more adamant than the other governor was, so, yeah.
Okay, well, on F, I'll make a motion. The treasurer of the semi-annual report showing the disbursements of the treasurer's office and the last 6 months ending on December 31st. You need approval on that, correct?
Yes.
Or is that just information only? Yeah.
Information only.
Okay, well, we need to approve it. Okay, it's approved. By me, I'll put the motion. Okay, and then whoever wants to...
Second.
I bet you
Brian,
make a second.
Brian, let's make a second.
I'll make a second.
Jesus Christ, somebody help me out here.
I'm here for you.
Are you?
Yes,
I wonder sometimes.
I do too.
Troy?
Yeah.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Next we have Nick Neiman, our veteran service officer. Is he here? I do not see him. Yeah. Request the board's approval to amend retrospect license for 2 more years. This amendment extends the original agreement through December of 2025.
Nick's doing a great job, right?
I think he's doing a great job. Everybody I've talked to is greatly appreciative of everything he's doing
for him. Heard him or whatever since he's, was appointed. But, I'll make a motion for Nick to carry on for another couple years, right? Through December 2025?
Yep.
Correct?
I would second that.
All right. Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
All right, Pat. Your time finally got here. Come on up.
That's all right. I like hearing all the business going on.
All right.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
it's that time of year again.
Once
a year I come to see you guys, but I want to thank you. This year I'm chairman of the Siouxland Coalition Against Human Trafficking.
Oh, nice.
Well, thanks for doing that.
And it's a passion for me. I'm busy out in the community anyway with lots of things, but this human trafficking is a big concern. So I want to say thank you for letting us hear all your support. January, the month of January, is actually Awareness Month of Human Trafficking. And because of all of our support that we have had, and we work, Sioux City and South Sioux together, we work together. The projects we've had involved in this last year is, we've set tables up at County Booths, but I don't know if that really helps, because the ones at the fair really wanted to think about that. But instead, the movie Sound of Freedom came out, and we had a public quorum after that, or meeting, and a lot of people, parents came in, and it's like, wow, and that we helped out on that. We, this month, paid for billboards, 3 of them over in Sioux City, which are great billboards about human trafficking. I mean, it catches your eyes up on Hamilton, Outer Drive, and on Floyd. Then we also, KCAU had a TV ad out there, a human trafficking awareness, which was fantastic ad going on for this month. Then downtown Sioux City, we had as many businesses as we could put blue lights up in the windows to acknowledge human trafficking on that. And including, I also worked with the Sauser City Chamber. They did the same thing, you know, working and promoting it. I just want to just emphasize again that we know we can't stop it, but we strongly feel that more people aware of it, the more maybe possibly it'll slow down. But it's a big money-making business, you know. So two things before I go sit back down and let you guys get back to business is, one is, remember, human trafficking is not just always sexual. It can be labor also. So keep that in mind. And secondly, only 10% of your victims are actually kidnapped and taken out of the community. The remaining 90% stay here. Either they're trafficked by someone they know, a family member, maybe somebody that they go to school. They go to school, they live in a house, and they're trafficked. So I want people, a lot of people think, oh, that doesn't happen around here because no one's kidnapped and taken away. No, but high percentage of the, you know, are trafficked and they stay right here in our homes.
Really?
So
I never would have thought
that
the number would be that high.
No.
Especially when you watch the movie. What did you think of the movie?
I had two concerns. One is it really shows what trafficking can be about.
Yep.
However, I didn't like it, but because the higher political people and so forth, we couldn't really get it in the United States showing as much. What I didn't care about, I was concerned about, is that people still would walk away and say, oh, that doesn't happen in the United States. That's over down in wherever country, I can't remember where it was, Columbia or someplace. One concern I had was that hope people realize that, yes, it does happen. And they said it at the end, but yet by then people were too emotional. But it was a movie, and it was at least out there. And
I think we got this point across, but at the same time, it was like it didn't really, like you said, exercise of what it's really about.
Yes.
My wife and I were disappointed after we got done watching it.
I
got the logistics of it.
They tried to film something like that here in the United States, but it just didn't go over, you know. So I think that would have helped, too. But any questions, and keep it aware, so when you're out and about, you see something that's kind of maybe odd, we've got 1-800 numbers you can call for trafficking. Okay?
Thanks for all you do, Pat.
You're welcome.
That's
awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. It's good to see you guys.
Yeah, you as well.
I'm glad I'm not in part of your business, so.
Stick around.
Yeah. I'm just kidding, yeah.
Okay.
You know I like to be. I go to the city council later, so.
All right, so I'll make a motion that the board adopt the proclamation. The Slavery and Human Trafficking Awareness Prevention Month.
A second.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Will you be emailing that to me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Angela.
Awesome.
Let's see what's going on with the Extension Office.
We had leaks in the building today.
Uh-oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's not good. That's not an old enough building to be leaking.
Well, let's just say I was a little worried about my bookshelf today.
If you have any of your plants started, you could just move them over there.
We don't have any.
We don't have any.
We have them in the hallway, in the entryway. There's Stanley's collection. So I do want to introduce Julie Boyle from our extension office at Amy Top. She's our engagement sales coordinator, so just want to introduce them. And we do have our copy of our annual report of everything that we've kind of done for the entire year. And then you also, they had us add in this year our individual impact statements. So you have our three page of what we've accomplished for the year, plus a one individual program that we focus on. And then there's also information of our big three with extension, as well as our budget, as well as our expenses, and some of our work that we've contributed as well regarding, like, I know we had a 4-H at the movies that we had at the Wayne Theater. And then, of course, we did some other fun activities at the Y and so forth. So just kind of our annual report of everything that we have. Julie or Amy have anything to add that is in our report? We spent a lot of time in January typing this out, just to let you guys know.
I just want to say thank you to the Dakota County Commissioners for the support that you give to Nebraska. It is very much appreciated for them to continue to do the work that they do.
No, I appreciate all the work that you guys do and giving young people an option to do some things that maybe they don't have that avenue to do through schools or other things. It just gives them other options, and I think that's great.
You know, I've said this before. I don't think that people realize what you folks do. You know, I mean, I didn't until I, you know, jumped on board.
Right.
You know, so it's definitely eye-opening, but yeah.
Well, and the people that we touch, it's whatever lens that they look through. There's so many different areas of extension beyond 4-H, beyond the things we do, food and nutrition and health, and there's just all these different categories of different employees that we just, we have so much to offer. We're like a hidden secret that should not be a hidden secret.
Hidden gem.
Yes, hidden gem.
No, awesome. Good for you guys. Thank you.
Yes, and please toot our horn for us if you can as well of the work that we're doing, or if there's any other programs that you see come across that you're like, oh, I know someone that would benefit from that, please share, because, like I said, it's word of mouth, I think, that gets people to a lot of our activities. So.
Yep, awesome.
But yeah, just wanted you, so in your leisure, we want to go through all this stuff.
Thank you. Appreciate all the effort here. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's lots of hours of testing there. So, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay.
Back to Jay. Open to review and award bid proposal for audit services, Dakota County funds, for the offices for fiscal year ending 2024 and possibly the next two subsequent years. We did not receive any bids to audit us. I know that a lot of CPA firms are, you know, not looking for that kind of work, and we haven't found anybody, so I think that we should probably resubmit it and see if we can, because the state, who has done it the last several years, is no longer
in the business,
no longer in the auditing business. So
And when did we advertise for that? May I ask? I forget.
I think after the last meeting.
Was it after the last one?
It was in the paper for two
meetings ago.
Yeah.
So it was within the last 6 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And the state had sent me a list of businesses to reach out to, so I sent letters and I sent our information to them, and I didn't hear back.
Okay.
I didn't receive it.
So do we need, can we just... I don't know if there was a deadline on that, Cherie, when you sent that out?
It was today.
Okay. Can we just extend the deadline, Kim, on that, or resubmit?
Resubmit.
So I'll make a motion that we resubmit that RFP for our county budget.
Not even
our
old one.
Crazy.
Okay. I know. It is.
All right. Well, the resubmit. Bob, I'll second that if we can. Yeah. And I was just thinking, you know, everybody's probably, they're probably crazy right now, obviously, and probably, you know.
Yeah, we're gearing up for tax season.
Yeah. But.
So, Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
All right, Kay, review and award bid for the Homer and Jackson bridge deck projects using ARPA funds.
You should receive the bid from NEI. I have Dan Alexander here, who's the engineer on the project, to explain the bids and go over them with you.
Absolutely. Did you guys have a copy of the bid?
Yes.
Okay. We had three bidders on the 18th. I'll try to get through this quickly. Emmy Collins was 114 and change on Jackson West, Homer 84 for a total of 198, 288. They were the low bid. JMN out of Valley, Nebraska, 122, 102. At 224, and Herbst out of Iowa, 190 and 140 for those projects, totaling 330. The biggest thing that Jolene and I talked about is we did have in the specifications a request for completion is June 1st of this year, and Emmy Collins did quote those dates as completion. So my recommendation is to move forward with the low bid that's within those dates.
Because they're, I mean, obviously they're a little bit, and they're meeting our request to June.
Correct. So. Yep. And then there's some, when we do these repairs, there's always some potential fees that go into, you know, once we tear the Band-Aid off, how bad is it underneath there? So we also look at what are their concrete deck repair prices. There on the Jackson Bridge, it's 140 square yards. That's a little bit of an estimate. And you can see those prices are all pretty close. 359, 350 for JMN, somewhere in that ballpark. Herbst is lower, but their total price, I don't think, will exceed, even with those unforeseen costs.
Right.
I would still recommend.
That's a lot of money to
yes.
To be
yes. I don't think we'll get there, even going with the higher prices on those comfort
meters. Yeah, $75,000?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Okay.
Any other questions? Otherwise, I'll let you guys have it.
No, I think it's pretty cut and dry.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so obviously we already have this set aside for monies, and I would make a motion for the ME Collins Contracting to do the two deck repairs, Homer and Jackson, is that correct? Is that how it's stated? Mm-hmm. For $198,288, completed by June 1st, 2024, start May of 2024.
I'd second that.
MEI.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
All right. Board to review and approve bid for a motor grader.
This is budget, right, Jolene? Budget?
Yeah, yeah. So, as you can see, we had one from John Deere and two from Ziegler. Ziegler did two different machines. They both have the same amount of warranty. We had them bid with and without a trade-in. Lance has brought up the idea of keeping the machine instead of trading it in. Especially with this last snowstorm, we've had machines down. We've got two down right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be kind of nice to have a backup.
I think it would be too.
Yeah, I agree. But the only thing you got to recall and remember is if you don't use it, you got to use it, even if it's in a situation. You know, same with I think we're talking about that truck. You know, the Pete out there with the pup, you know, getting it fixed up. But you still got to use it throughout the year on occasion. Otherwise, you know, you go to jump in it, and guess what? You got things leaking, you know.
Dead batteries.
Not starting. So that's just something we got to keep in mind is all. I couldn't agree more of keeping it myself.
Just kind of keep it in a rotation. Use it once in a while.
Trade in is 55 to 62.
Yeah, 55-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did talk to our representative from Purple Wave on auction. That same year machine, about same hour machine, brings anywhere from about 58 to 80,000. The machines that are government machines seem to bring more money.
They know that they're well maintained.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's the way he kind of talked. But I like the idea of keeping it too.
Especially with the cost of the new machine.
And it's still a good machine, right, Lance?
He went to answer the phone.
Okay.
We haven't had any real issues with this machine.
We haven't had any issues with
it. And that's the one that emails running?
Yes.
Okay.
That's our antler rack.
Yep. Okay.
What year is this one we're keeping? We're talking about keeping?
Is it 2025?
Roughly?
Probably 15, 16.
Yeah, I was going to say 14.
This is 2011.
11,
12 years old.
That's when we got it, so it was in 2010. We got it right at the beginning of 11, so it's a 2010 machine.
Okay.
And I think we should get the bigger machine because, like, pushing the snow and stuff, I think we ran into some situations where we need all the power we can get.
And all of them that we have current, or we are that bigger machine, aren't they?
I think we have one 252, right?
Yeah.
We have one machine's a 252, is that right? One of the smaller ones?
Yep. We have one of those.
One.
We pretty much have that same machine.
Yeah. Okay, so by looking at the bid sheet, just here real quick, it looks like, obviously, John Deere and Ziegler, the two big machines, the bigger machines, the 270, they get 272, 275 horse. It shows John Deere's is 393,800, okay?
That's with the trade-in.
That's with the trade-in, so, okay. Ziegler is the 421, 534.
With the trade-in.
With the trade-in.
So without the trade-in.
Hey, you're bumping.
Yeah, so you want the two bigger machines, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So John Deere, without the trade-in, is $448,800.
Okay.
And Cat, without the trade-in, is $483,534.71.
Christ, Cat was giving us $7,000 more. Jeez. You think maybe, so what was your total?
For
the John Deere, what was the total without trade?
$483,500.
John Deere was 448,800. Okay.
And the cat was 483 and some change.
Okay, all right. Some change. So the difference, if we're going to go with the John Deere, and we have a lot of them in our fleet, the 448,800 for the 275 warranty, 7 year, 7,500, available 30 to 90 days. And I see they got the LED lights for another $2,000. Is that worth it?
I don't know. I ran one forever when I was in my 30s. I thought they were bright enough, but last week I thought it could be a little brighter. I mean, let's face it, nobody ever said it's too bright out there. They're nice. They're really bright. I don't know. I just threw that out there because I thought, man, there's been a lot of blading at night recently.
Well, I mean, there can be.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know.
I mean, I didn't know. I mean, for $2,000, I didn't know that you guys wanted
to. Is that everything? All the lights are LED, go to LED, everything? Otherwise, there none are LEDs.
The blinkers will be LED and the hazards, all those will be LED, but none of the headlights will be. But for $2,000, you can switch everything to LED. So that's, I just threw that out there, and if you want to add that, that's what it is. So. Yeah.
So you can see better, further out, wider with
correct.
LEDs, everything.
Right.
You have a better view.
I think it's a no-brainer for the LEDs.
Less chance of hitting something or going in the ditch maybe might help.
What do we have budgeted, Jolene?
We budgeted a payment. So
it'll fall in the guidelines of this dollar amount.
Right.
Yeah. So considering the fact, I'm going to negotiate here in a little bit, just you tell me to piss up a rope or whatever you're going to do.
Okay,
but, you know, they're $7,000 better on a trade, and yes, I know they're more money. And let's face it, Cat's a good machine, John Deere's a great machine, right? So the difference, with the 448,800, can you throw in the LED lights for us?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I can't.
Jesus.
This is right off the state bid. I have to match this. I can't change that number. I really can't.
Okay. Well, you don't know unless you ask, right?
You're correct. And, you know, to me, you guys, I get it on the trade-in. I could have made you feel better and told you mine was $478 and give you $85,000 for your trade-in.
It's all numbers. I understand how it works.
But I know you know how it works. Yeah. I just went off of real numbers, and the bottom one's the one that counts, I guess. And that's,
well, it doesn't hurt to ask to throw it in there.
I get it.
Okay, so listen, this thing's budgeted, and we've been talking about it. It's been in and out. So, actually, the price, if we do the LED lights, is going to be $450,800, correct?
Correct.
Is that what it's going to be?
Correct.
Okay. So 39. Okay, I'll make a motion to go with the John Deere, the 2024, with the what is it, 772?
GP, correct.
Yeah, GP, 275 HP with the LED lights. That's my motion.
When did we buy one last?
Last June?
Last year. Okay. All right, I'll second that, Scott.
All right.
The idea is to try and get them in a good rotation with the warranties.
Thanks for the LED lights. I appreciate that. Remember you next time. Make sure we'll let Kat know next time. We'll let Kat know next time why you didn't give us anything. Maybe they can come up with something.
All right. Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Scott?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. All right. Review and award bid for Dakota County Bridge Inspections for 2024.
So did everybody get the tabulation of the...
We see the new company, if I may, you mind?
Go ahead.
Okay. We see the new company, the MEI,
which...
That is Dan right there.
Dan, the man's back there. 115, which comes to 37.95, and then there's a fracture critical. 800 comes to 45.95. And then our other two was the IMEG, came to a total of 13,938.54, and then the fracture was 12,67.14 to 15,205.68, and JEO was right in the same ballpark of 15,700 total with the fracture. So obviously MEI, no-brainer for 45.95, including the fracture critical.
He's done the last three...
2 years?
Yeah. That's 2 years
inspections
for us.
Okay. That's the same price for 2022
from us. So in your world, inflation hasn't gone up. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'd be selling graders.
Give me a penny, Will.
Yeah, right. Now, we appreciate everything from you guys. So it's a no-brainer, right, folks? Yeah. MEI?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to accept them to do the bridge inspections for the time. Thank you.
I'll second. Whatever.
Go ahead.
Who did it? Brian.
All right. Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Oh, approve resolution 24C-004, employee handbook. Effective 1/1/2024, amending by removing section 9.8 inclement weather as it's addressed and clarified under section 4-3 emergencies. So there are two places in the handbook that talked about the inclement weather and how that's supposed to be handled. There's one real general statement and one that speaks specifically about the closing of the courthouse. This would remove the general one from the handbook, and we've talked to our attorney about it and believe that that's what we should do at this time.
Need a motion?
Effective today.
Effective today, not the first.
Right. Today.
Change everything up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very fine line, obviously, and it all depends how you want to look at it. And I know everybody has their saying on, but I just, you know, I know it's in a handbook, and handbooks are designed and meant to be there for a reason, but it's like, you know, you just don't know. I mean, it's a fine line. What if what if we had to close for a week? I get it, you know, or if it was 3 days straight, but I don't know. I get it. I understand it. Don't like it completely, but yeah. How often is this going to happen? We don't know.
Hopefully,
nobody has a crystal ball.
Hopefully never.
I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. It is. I don't know. Did I say I don't know? I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't know.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
That you don't know.
I'm going to make a motion to move forward with the handbook and what effective today, which is the, what is today?
22nd.
Huh?
22nd.
22nd. January 22nd of 2024.
I'll second.
All right, Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. All right, before I go to the appointments for all the various boards that are going, I want to take just a minute to thank Jolene and Lance for all of the time that they've spent over the last 2.5-3 weeks. I mean, sure, a lot of you don't know, there's many nights that our county road guys slept in their trucks at the county shed. They didn't want to go home because they knew they'd get snowed in at home and wouldn't be able to get to their equipment. So I don't have enough good things to say about the way they stepped up and did this. It was a terrible storm. We haven't had one in a long time, and they were out there for countless hours, and I personally really, really appreciate everything you did.
Thanks a lot.
Yes,
yeah,
thank
we
you.
Do really appreciate it.
You guys did
all right. as he said in front of his fireplace.
Actually, Scott did. Oh,
I know. Yeah. Yep.
Whatever I can do to help.
He wouldn't get out of
the paper, please. He'd point us. Bob made me get out.
All right, for the appointments of the advisory.
We have an extra grader now.
That's right.
Advisors to various boards. The Area Agency for Age Advisory Board is a 3-year term, and it's going to be filled by Shauna Messerly. Area Agency on Aging Governing Board, Bob Giese. County Health Board, Scott Love. Dakota County Public Safety Service Agency Governing Board, Scott Love.
Oh, thank you.
Goldenrod Hills Housing Agency, Joe O'Neill. North Star, former Region 4 Developmental with Disabilities, Troy Lonsby. Planning and Zoning will be Troy Lonsby. RC&D, the Los Hills Resource Development Council, will be Brian Van Berkum. Region 4 Health Services Board will be myself. Simcoe Board of Directors would be Bob Giese.
God, I wanted that one.
Simcoe Transportation Policy Board, Bob Giese. And the working committees, Americans with Disabilities, Kim Watson. Civil Defense would be Scott Love. Dakota County Rural Economic Development would be Bob Giese. Emergency closings will be Sheriff Kleinberg, Commissioner Love, and myself. Finance and Budget will be Bob Giese and myself. Growing Community Connections will be Brian Van Berkum. Highway 35 Committee, Scott Love.
That's the best committee to be on.
Because they have never met. The LEC. LEC Board will be Scott Love and Randy Gretkin at large. And Bob Giese.
I'm going to keep the Northeast Nebraska Beautiful too. Did you say that one?
Yes, you are. Okay. Right. Yep. Right. Yep. Yeah. They requested you.
Oh boy.
Legislative is Bob Giese. The Merit Commission, Scott Love. Personnel Policies will be Scott Love and myself. The Press Committee will be myself and Cherie, our county clerk. Property and Space Utilization, Troy Lonsby and Brian Van Berkum. Road Committee is going to be Troy Lonsby and Brian Van Berkum. I know that you guys, Scott and Troy, will help introduce Brian to everybody, and we know that they're in capable hands. Safety will be Scott Love and Brian Van Berkum. Stormwater Advisory Board, Bob Giese, and the Veterans Oversight Committee, myself.
Easy enough, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And the mileage reimbursement went to 67. What was it last year?
I don't even know.
655.
All right, old business. Jolene Goobles with the Highway Superintendent of the Road Report. I can't imagine there's probably any overtime included in that blizzard, but.
Just a little. So we had 0 hours maintaining. So this is from December 24th through the 20th since that last meeting got postponed.
Yep.
Overtime hours total of 397 hours. We had 6 hours from the first 2 weeks and 391 the last 2 weeks. Snow removal, 1,032.5 hours. We had 160 the first 2 weeks and 872.5 hours the last 2 weeks. 4 hours we on signs, that was putting up some barricades, and snow removal concerns, multiple.
Endless.
Yes. So
like Marty said, the guys did a really good job. They've been out there working, staying overnight, skipping lunches. You know, they go out there, they get in the blade, and they, you know, start at 4 or 5 in the morning, and some were 8, 9 o'clock at night without eating. So, or trying to eat a sandwich on the way, you know. So they did a really good job. They pulled through for us. And
I'm sure we all had our fair share of calls, and it wasn't dramatic, you know, where we had a ton. Some of them were stupid, you know.
The calls that I had, people were more, hey, I just want to make sure I'm on the list, not you need to get me right now, because I think most people understood that, you know, all hands on deck and they're doing everything they can
do.
Yeah,
and, you know, we did have a few people who called us and let us know, hey, I got dialysis, I have to get in. Mm-hmm. I got a baby due in a couple of weeks, keep my road open. So, yeah, but most people, I'd say 95% of the people were very nice and very patient with us, so we did appreciate that.
Lance, how was your baptism by fire?
It was rough.
So, appreciate everything you guys, both of you did.
You know, one of the calls that I got, or when I really started to get concerned, was when the power went out on a certain part of the county, and you know, this person, and Arnie Malik was the guy that called me, and Arnie's a nice guy, and I know you won't be surprised at this, but Arnie was concerned about his neighbor, and he says, I started to walk down there, and he said the snow was just too deep. He said I couldn't even get down there. So that was the first call, you know, that really gets you, because, I mean, what do you do? Somebody's got no power, and
yeah,
Arnie's not, you know, a spring chicken, and to be walking, I don't care if you're going to go here to the corner, I mean, in that kind of snow and
wind.
The conditions.
The snow and the wind.
And anyway, so then he called me back maybe an hour later, and so-and-so had a vehicle, and he has a gas stove, and et cetera. But so
I didn't know they lost power.
But yeah. So Arnie and you know, there's people out there that are watch out for each other, and I know you guys probably have stories about those.
And then one thing I think you guys are all aware of is, as hard as the wind blew and with the snow, we had roads we simply could not open. So we called out to some of the contractors in the area. Lux helped us mostly, and then Harris is coming at the end. I did get a call this morning from another contractor just in South Dakota, wanting to get on the list, saying he's got all the equipment. So he would be willing to help us the next time around, too. So.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but last time we did that was like 2010, is when we had to hire outside source, and it was more mayhem than this one was in 2010.
Yeah, but we had, I think,
3 days of wind and
well, I think we had two. Well, you guys probably remember we had Christmas Eve storms,
yep,
with a bunch of wind, and then like a few days later another 10 inches of snow and a whole bunch of wind.
Yeah.
And we ice storm middle of January and power lines down, and it just, we had the several contractors going 24 hours a day trying to help us out. So.
You know, and the crazy thing is today you look at it, and I know the work, but, you know, Highway 20, just example, it's all wet. You know, there's no more snow on it, just from within a two-day period, the sun, you know.
Well, and that's what we're hoping with the sun today. It's going to
blow it down,
that snow, so it doesn't blow.
Did you have much of a blow-in over the weekend with that south wind?
I
was surprised.
We did.
I have my neighbors that I have three or four places to clear out my Bobcat, and there was as much snow in one of them today than there was any of the days.
Yes.
Because of the stuff coming back from the south.
Jolene, keep track of the, if you can, like the folks that we had to hire. You know, with the governor's declaration the day, the state of emergency, I talked to Deanna, and she said that as of that day, there would be no reimbursement for extra help, et cetera. And maybe you've already discussed that with her, but that could change. So, you know, because it's a big hit.
When the numbers start rolling in and people start complaining, I'm sure that it might.
Well, the state has declared an emergency, and they wanted the counties to declare emergencies. I was at a Region 4 meeting, so there are 24 commissioners from other areas, and they were talking about it there, and that they wanted the counties to get online right away, but the state wouldn't say that the counties would be in reimbursed, that the state may just keep the money for the reimbursement. So that was the reason why a lot of the counties were kind of dragging their feet to see if there were some assurances that that money would be passed on to the counties. So.
Yeah, we're keeping track of everything and be nice, but kind of the way it looks, they're not going to help us. Yeah. So.
Well, thanks a lot, guys and gals.
Anything else? Thank you.
All right, we have Sheriff Kleinberg or Elizabeth DeRoyne, the quarterly jail report, October, November, December.
All right, for October, we averaged 111 county inmates, 16 federal inmates, 2 juveniles, total in-house, we averaged 127. For the 2023 calendar, we averaged 83 county, 21 federal, 0.24 juveniles, and 104 total. For the fiscal year, we averaged 92 county inmates, 17 federal, 0.57 juveniles, and 110 in-house. Federal income for October for the marshals, we had $38,421.79. For immigration, we had $914.45. Omaha Marshals, we had zero. For October federal, $39,336.24. Fiscal for the Marshals, we were at $169,234.61. Immigration, $8,843.11. Omaha Marshals, $1,520. Total federal, $139,597.72. 2023 calendar federal, we were at $505,548.16. Our October county contracts, we had 1,705 for a total fiscal so far of 1,815. Our August commissary was $7,265.73. Our average cost per day per inmate for October was $56.58. The jail spent $227,161.85 for the month of October. That was 28% of our total estimated for the year, 7% under budget. The previous October, we were at 23% for the year. We were under $52,627.17, which was allotted for October, just 19% under budget for October. October bookings. Sheriff's Office brought in 48, South Sioux was 36, State Patrol was 9, court or turn-ins themselves were 15, Federals we had 4 for a total of 112. That was 35 Dakota County people where they live, 21 out of state, 38 from Sioux City, 7 from other places in Iowa, 5 other states, and 4 were homeless. For November, we averaged 116 county inmates, 11 federal inmates, 0 juveniles for a total of 127. For the calendar, we averaged 86 county, 19 federal, 0.22 for juveniles, 105 total in-house. For the fiscal year, county inmates averaged 97, fed 16, juveniles 0.46 for a total average of 113. November marshals, we brought in $27,397.21. Immigration, we brought in $1,143.45. Zero for Omaha marshals for a total for the month of $28,540.66. As of November, for fiscal marshals, we were at $196,631.82. Immigration, we were at $9,986.56. Omaha Marshals, $1,520 for a total of $208,138.38. For the calendar year, we were at $534,088.72. November county contracts, we brought in $1,650 for a total of $3,465. September commissary was $8,980.59. Our average cost per inmate November was $65.06. We spent $250,873.43 in the month of November. We were at 36% of our total estimated for the year and 7% under budget for November. The previous year, we were at 40%. We were under $28,915.59, which put us 10% under budget for November. Bookings.
We don't need to hear the bookings list.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you, though.
Perfect. Sheriff told me to read everything, so.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Okay, great.
No, we appreciate it. Yeah, we can just move right on to December.
Perfect. December, we averaged 105 inmates for county, 10 for federal, 0.32 for juveniles, for a total of 115. For the calendar, 87 county, 19 federal, 0.23 for juvies, with a total of 106. For the fiscal, 98 county inmates, 15 for federal, 0.38 for juveniles, which is average 114 for us. December marshals, we brought in 24,800. December immigration, we brought in $1,234.45. Zero for Omaha, for a total of $26,034.45. Fiscal marshals, we were at $221,430.82. ICE, we are $11,221.01. Omaha, still holding steady at $1,520 for a total of $234,172.82. That put us at the calendar year of $560,123.17. Our December contracts were $330, which ended us with $3,795. Our October commissary was $12,173.27. We averaged $89.50 per cost per inmate in December. We spent $322,457.31, which put us at 45% of our total estimated for the year, which still left us about 9% under budget. We were at 46% the year before. We were over $42,668.29. Which put us 3% over budget for December.
So the dollar amount, what happened in December versus November? Because it's like $25 more.
For the cost of inmate per day.
It just averages what we spend per month is how we get that average. So we just had more out-of-pocket expense, medications, different repairs and stuff. So we spend
overall.
More. Yep, so it just makes our monthly go up. So did better the other 2 months because we were able to keep it so far under budget.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The other two.
Okay.
So,
Elizabeth, you know, on the commissary commission.
Yes.
Is that all profit, or is there a cost coming out of that?
No, that is what we get. So that's our percentage.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Are you going to give it? Are we doing a jail tour today? Mm-hmm. So are you going to go over and wait for us?
Yes.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, do you need anything else for this one?
I don't believe so.
Nope.
Okay.
You're talking to absolute snacks.
Have the donuts and coffee ready for us, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're hungry.
I might have to start that.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Whatever.
The commission.
What'd
yeah.
you say? She
the commissary will be open.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'll be
good for
it.
Okay.
All right, we're going to make our quarterly visit to the jail per 47-109. At the end of this, okay, we need to discuss and deny or approve any projects with monies from the American Rescue Act Relief Fund, building and grounds, purchase and installation of exit emergency lights through Rohan. Is there a dollar amount on that? I did
18.69.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to Mr. Rohan. They were doing some work upstairs and they were trying to get the lights going, and one of the lights they couldn't get to work, and then they just said that they could go ahead and redo everything, because there was a number of them in the basement too, and with the lights generally off down there, if somebody happens to be down there and it needs to, they need the lights to be working on the extra lights. So
it needs to be working.
Did we get it figured out? Because Kim, weren't there some of your lights or going up the stairs or something that were off?
Our hallway.
Your hallway, are they working now?
Yes.
They are.
Not the exit sign, but the
Your stairway. Lights are back on. Okay.
The one in the stairway. I think it was getting shut off with another one at night, and it somehow.
Oh, I thought it had something to do with the. We couldn't find the fuse box for the emergency light.
Yes. Yeah.
I think they came in and bypassed the switch so that it never goes off now.
That's good.
Yeah.
I just used my phone to get down the stairs.
Yeah, that's
crazy. So then we need to make a motion.
Yeah, but for
I'd make a motion to go ahead and get the exit lights all properly maintained and new ones installed where they need to be.
Second.
All right, Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Commissioner Committee Reports.
There was a few meetings that I was in Lincoln and I missed, so I will get updated from the meetings and I'll bring them next time.
I have nothing at this time.
Bob?
No, sir.
Nothing.
I just had the one over in Norfolk with the Region 4 Board of Governors, and nothing that really affects Dakota County. Our payment is actually going to go down a little bit next year. I think we're a little over $11,000 a quarter. So they're you know, like everything, the state is sliding monies out of that and into other things, but they're just trying to secure their funding. I guess the county doesn't have to come with any more of it. So that would be it. And any mail or emergency business?
I just want to let everybody know that today in the mail I did receive the jail standards report, and the facility was determined to be in full, and that's underlined, compliance with the standards at this time.
That's
not good.
That's good news.
And I gave each of you printout. I think you might get these emails. I'm not sure if you guys all get emails, but it just talks about the inheritance tax repeal, and then there's they're wanting to possibly take away our county attorney's office and turn it into a district attorney system, which.
Wow, how would that work?
The same way our consumption tax would work.
Well, they say that someone from the Attorney General's office could take over criminal prosecution, but what about the rest of it? I bet you they're not going to be the coroner.
Yeah, and they were going to, there's a bill to have the state take over
the assessment
jail.
And the jail.
The jails mm-hmm. as well. And,
this is just a little recap of all the bills.
Yeah.
Oh, and then reinstate that jail reimbursement, you know, the one they took away in 2009, that couple hundred thousand. Scott, you were on the board then.
No, it was close to it, but I remember it.
We used to get money from the state for our jail reimbursement for some of the federal or some of the guys going to Lincoln or something. I don't know. They took that away.
So that's all that I have.
All right, so then do we adjourn and go over there? Or do we adjourn
over there? We'll adjourn
over there.
All right.
See you, Ken.
You bet.
Ken, how you doing? I was overseeing my daughter. She works at Perkins.